is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman tells reporters that Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured neighborhood of Gagjali in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Samah streamed out of that area, some holding white flags. The United Nations Security Council is concerned about reports that Islamic State forces are removing civilians from their homes in Mosul and relocating them to places where they are being used as human shields. The Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. Reuters is reporting, though, that the rebels are rejecting demands that they withdraw. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to the children who had been living in the Calais migrant camp. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
The United Nations and charities have criticized both countries. Even with their resettlement, says Isabelle Bruant, Calais Regional Director for Doctors of the World Charity, nothing is resolved. Bruant says authorities are just moving the children from one place to another in France. But Save the Children humanitarian advisor Dorothy Tseng welcomed the move.
We will be watching over the next few weeks to make sure that this is really all done in the best interests of children.
The youngsters count among more than 6,000 migrants evacuated from a vast tent camp at the edge of Calais. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are accusing each other of being unfit for the U.S. presidency. At a campaign stop Wednesday in Florida, Trump said that Clinton's election would create an unprecedented and protracted constitutional crisis. Clinton is under investigation for her handling of national security materials during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State. Trump told voters he is the candidate of the future.
I'm tired of politicians telling Americans to defer their dreams to another day when they really mean another decade. America is tired of waiting. The moment is now. All we have to do is stop believing in our failed politicians and start believing in each other and in our country.
Meanwhile, Clinton headed Wednesday to the western state of Arizona. She's hoping that a growing Hispanic population there will give her a chance to win. Hispanics generally are opposed to Trump's immigration proposals. Arizona has voted Republican in presidential elections in 15 of the last 16 elections. Clinton also planned to campaign in Nevada. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama on the campaign trail says he believes the Republic is at risk if Donald Trump wins next week's election.
This should not be a controversial claim. It really shouldn't. I mean, it's strange how over time what is crazy gets normalized.
Mr. Clinton was campaigning for Clinton in North Carolina. Meanwhile, the latest Washington Post ABC News opinion poll shows the race deadlocked at 46% each. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank voted to keep interest rates at a low level, where they have been for nearly a year. The Federal Reserve said the job market continues improving, household spending is rising, but business investment is weak, and the rate of inflation remains below target. Police in South Africa's capital fired rubber bullets Wednesday to disperse protesters who gathered near President Jacob Zuma's office, demanding that he resign. The protest took place shortly before South Africa's anti-corruption group released a report on alleged corruption in the Zuma administration. Mr. Zuma says he has done nothing wrong. Tens of thousands of supporters of an opposition party rallied in the Pakistani capital on Wednesday, celebrating a court ruling there that eventually could lead to the opening of a probe into corruption charges against Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and others. The allegations stem from leaked financial documents known as the Panama Papers. Mr. Sharif denies any wrongdoing. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.